Listen to God's Word for March 27th. Today's reading is Joshua 14 through 17. May God bless this reading of His Word. Joshua 14. Now these are the portions that the Israelites inherited in the land of Canaan, as distributed by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the tribes of Israel. Their inheritance was assigned by lot for the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. For Moses had given the inheritance east of the Jordan to the other 2.5 tribes, but he granted no inheritance among them to the Levites. The descendants of Joseph became 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion of the land was given to the Levites, except for cities in which to live, along with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites did as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Then the sons of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back to him an honest report. Although my brothers who went with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear, I remained loyal to the Lord my God. On that day Moses swore to me, saying, 'Surely the land on which you have set foot will be an inheritance to you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.' Now behold, as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive these 45 years since he spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old, still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. As my strength was then, so it is now for war, for going out, and for coming in. Now therefore, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me on that day. For you yourself heard then that the Anakim were there, with great and fortified cities. Perhaps with the Lord's help I will drive them out, as the Lord has spoken." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. Therefore Hebron belongs to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, as an inheritance to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Joshua 15. Now the allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah extended to the border of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the extreme southern boundary. Their southern border started at the bay on the southern tip of the Salt Sea, proceeded south of the ascent of Akrabim, continued on to Zin, went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea, ran past Hezron up to Adar, and curved toward Karka. It proceeded to Asmon, joined the brook of Egypt, and ended at the sea. This was their southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern border started from the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, proceeded north of Beth Araba, and went up to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Then the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, turning north to Gilgal, which faces the ascent of Adummim south of the ravine. It continued along the waters of En-Shemesh and came out at En-Rogel. From there the border went up the valley of Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusites, that is, Jerusalem, and ascended to the top of the hill that faces the valley of Hinnom on the west, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop the border curved to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah, proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron, and then bent around toward Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The border curled westward from Baalah to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is, Kesalon, went down to Beth Shemesh and crossed to Timnah. Then it went out to the northern slope of Ekron, curved toward Shikaron, proceeded to Mount Baala, went on to Jabneel, and ended at the sea. And the western border was the coastline of the Great Sea. These are the boundaries around the clans of the descendants of Judah. According to the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, the descendants of Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. From there he marched against the inhabitants of Debir, formerly known as Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "To the man who strikes down Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage." So Othniel, son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, captured the city, and Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day Aksa came to Othniel and urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you desire?" "Give me a blessing," she answered. "Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me springs of water as well." So Caleb gave her both the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Judah. These were the southernmost cities of the tribe of Judah in the Negev toward the border of Edom: Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adida, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadatta, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moleda, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shuel, Beersheba, Biziothila, Baala, Ayim, Ezim, Etolad, Kisil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, 29 cities in all, along with their villages. These were in the foothills: Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azika, Shearaim, Adathaim, and Gedira, or Gedirathaim, 14 cities along with their villages: Zenan, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilan, Mizpah, Joktiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gediroth, Beth-Dagon, Naaman, and Makeda, 16 cities along with their villages: Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Aksib, and Marisha, 9 cities along with their villages. Ekron, with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all the cities near Ashdod along with their villages: Ashdod, with its towns and villages, Gaza, with its towns and villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the coastline of the Great Sea. These were in the hill country: Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities along with their villages: Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities along with their villages: Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Joktiam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities along with their villages: Halehol, Beth-Zur, Geder, Meorath, Beth-Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities along with their villages: Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities along with their villages. These were in the wilderness: Beth-Araba, Midin, Sekeka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities along with their villages. But the descendants of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. So to this day the Jebusites live there among the descendants of Judah. Joshua 16. The allotment for the descendants of Joseph extended from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east, through the wilderness that goes up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is, Luz, and proceeded to the border of the Arkites in Ataroth. Then it descended westward to the border of the Japhletites, as far as the border of Lower Beth-horon, and on to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. So Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of the descendants of Ephraim by their clans. The border of their inheritance went from Ataroth-Adar in the east to Upper Beth-horon, and out toward the sea. From Michmethath on the north, it turned eastward toward Taanath-Shiloh, and passed by it to Genoa on the east. From Genoa it went down to Ataroth and Naara, and then reached Jericho and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua the border went westward to the brook of Cana, and ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Ephraim, along with all the cities and villages set apart for the descendants of Ephraim within the inheritance of Manasseh. But they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites to this day, but they are forced laborers. Joshua 17. Now this was the allotment for the tribe of Manasseh as Joseph's firstborn son, namely for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, and father of the Gileadites, who had received Gilead and Bashan, because Machir was a man of war. So this allotment was for the rest of the descendants of Manasseh, the clans of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These are the other male descendants of the clans of Manasseh, son of Joseph. But Zelophehad, son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So Joshua gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers, in keeping with the command of the Lord. Thus 10 shares fell to Manasseh, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons. And the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. Now the border of Manasseh went from Asher to Michmethath near Shechem, then southward to include the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The region of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua itself, on the border of Manasseh, belonged to Ephraim. From there the border continued southward to the brook of Cana. There were cities belonging to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh, but the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and ended at the sea. Ephraim's territory was to the south, and Manasseh's was to the north, having the sea as its border, and adjoining Asher on the north, and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh was assigned Beth-shean, Ibleam, Dor, that is, Naphath, Endor, Taanach, and Megiddo, each with their surrounding settlements. But the descendants of Manasseh were unable to occupy these cities, because the Canaanites were determined to stay in this land. However, when the Israelites grew stronger, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they failed to drive them out completely. Then the sons of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given us only one portion as an inheritance? We have many people, because the Lord has blessed us abundantly." Joshua answered them, "If you have so many people that the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, go to the forest and clear for yourself an area in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim." "The hill country is not enough for us," they replied. "And all the Canaanites who live in the valley have iron chariots, both in Beth Shean with its towns and in the valley of Jezreel." So Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, "You have many people and great strength. You shall not have just one allotment, because the hill country will be yours as well. It is a forest. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Although the Canaanites have iron chariots, and although they are strong, you can drive them out." Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.